And now, we welcome in Donovan.
Thank you, Bob. went on the field yesterday because this whole good hair, Chris Rock thing is brought up so much controversy. It's unreal.
All right, we watched a documentary some time ago, right before vacation, that discussed the truth behind hair in the African-American community.
And it's mostly about black women.
Blair.
And the fact that we've heard on rather solid authority, since Chris Rock is a rather solid authority, that if hair goes to the shoulder, then it's probably fake. It's
yes.
probably not
and even
authentic
if a sister has a full head of hair, let alone just the shoulders, because you saw a lot of ladies with short hair, but they had pieces added in to make it look more full. So we saw this documentary. We started talking about Manny Ramirez, and I'm saying, you know what? That's fake also. You challenged me. I stood my ground. So we thought maybe we'd go out to one of the Cowboys with crazy hair to see if they have added pieces.
Like, well, you said Marion Barber
has Marion Barber.
I would say
hair.
Yes.
And I say that's bullsh.
Right, right. So
I don't want to live in a world where I can't believe the dreadlocks on Sunday aren't the real deal.
Right. So,
I think women put fake hair on. I think the dudes grow it out.
Okay.
And that's what I think.
I didn't think so. So I went to a Cowboy with crazy hair. And Jesse Holly.
And I say didn't think so is not as nearly defiant enough.
I said, yeah, I said no.
You
I called you guys
you
idiots.
You called us.
Right.
We were ninnies because
stupid.
We believe in Manny being authentic.
You would think anything like that. So I went to a Cowboy with crazy hair, Jesse Holly, to uncover the truth. You seen the documentary Good Hair, Chris Rock's documentary?
I haven't yet. Some of my teammates have, but I haven't.
Are you very interested in seeing that?
Yeah, I am. I think we'll buy a DVD when I get back.
All right, now, I'm married to a black woman, so I've lived this thing for freaking 13 years, 14 years. I've lived the life of a black woman in her hair. Now, I want to ask you, since you have the dreads going, how often do you get your, what was the last time you got a haircut?
Oh, 5 years ago.
So you've been growing your hair out for 5 years?
Yeah.
Now, when you got your hair done, what do we call these dreads or just braids?
Call them locks.
Locks. What kind of locks?
Just regular locks. Nothing dreadful about my hair.
All right, I'm with that now. Is that all your hair?
100%.
100% yours?
100%, Mom.
No pieces in it at all?
Hell no.
Now, when guys usually have the locks or the braids, do they usually have added pieces in?
No.
So a guy will usually have their own hair.
Their own hair, 100%.
But girls, you see girls with extensions and weaves and added hair all the time, even when they have, like, braids and stuff.
They can do that. We can't do that as men.
So guys can't have added hair?
They shouldn't.
Why not?
It's just not the masculine thing to do.
So when you let all that down and just let your hair go to, like, a fro, how big is it?
I don't know. I've never done it before.
Really? Do you plan on doing it? Are you going to keep those things forever?
For a little while, but when I decide to let them go, I'm going to cut it off, probably have a baldy like you.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to go from one extreme to the other?
One extreme to the other. Grow my beard out and everything.
So that's taken 5 years to grow in the length like that?
Yep.
So you're telling me that every guy that has braids on this team, Marion Barber,
Mike Jenkins, Danny McCray.
Right.
100% theirs.
All their hair.
All their hair.
Now, what about people like Manny Ramirez? Have you seen his? And his is almost down to his butt. Is that all his?
Yeah, he comes from he has a Latin descent. So, you know, they grow their hair a lot longer than we can grow ours sometimes.
So there's not one guy that has extensions in their
hair. I'm not saying that they're not our guy. They're not guys. No guy that I know.
Right.
Have extensions.
And you know a lot of guys with the locks and the braids, yeah, and the dreads, and they're all 100% their hair.
All 100% their hair.
All right, that's a good education, because I thought that even brothers had pieces in, because I didn't think your hair can get that long.
No. There's no pieces in here. This is just, for y'all, you know, you understand, this is 5 years of just not cutting it. So just, it's just going to constantly grow over time. It's like, you know, if you didn't brush your teeth for 5 years, what they'll look like, you know what I mean?
That would be some ragged-ass teeth, dude.
Exactly. So, you know, this is just... You know, now the things you may have different, you know, parts of the country you're from, your locks may look different. You know, more so in the southern states, they look a bit more Rastafarian and Jamaican type, the real rough type. And as you move up more up north where I'm from, it's more of a cleaner type.
Okay. So, but if I let my hair grow, Jesse, for 5 years, I look like George Jefferson. And that's not a good look.
Not for me being this damn young.
If you don't lock it up, you'll look like George Jefferson. If you lock your hair, then you'll.
But even in the middle, man, I have.
Well, then you'll look like George Jefferson. You'll like Bozo the Clown or somebody.
And that, yeah, Homer the Clown. That's not a good look, dude. Yeah, we can't do that.
No, not a good look at all.
All right, well, thanks for the education, because I thought that and no disrespect, don't hit me, but I even thought you maybe had some added pieces in your head.
Nah, this is 100% real.
All right, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. All right.
Spot on. That restores my faith in society.
Do you believe him, Donnie?
How much will we have to pay you to grow your hair for 5 years?
A lot.
Not to brush.
A lot.
I really do think it's an issue of gay, not gay, too.
What?
Where if girls are doing it to beautify and do the whole thing, then more power to them. But with dudes, I think if you're getting fake hair put into your head, I don't know. It seems pretty gay to me. I don't know, man.
I just think
braids are super gay.
I just didn't see it, man.
I don't know, man.
You have to see them up close.
The deal. You're fake black. That's all there is to it. That's what this shows in the end.
Well, I don't think
you don't know about black hair like I do.
No, he's bald.
Yeah,
that's
right.
True.
So that's not fake. I just don't know. And you have girls. Girls have pieces, and they don't even have braids. They just have pieces to fill in. Some have thin hair.
Yeah, you should see clothespin, right? They just put that on there.
No, not like that.
You should see good hair. You should see it.